I think it's a dog. When did they? I knew that name dog. I'm his dog. So, yesterday morning, got up, and worked pretty hard on the Well, the boys got off and they went into the van. Nothing easy to do. To go and take care of, oh my gosh. I think this guy's moved up. Another neighbor on. Skip double wide. Well, something happens around here. Van wouldn't start. It was a combination of not terribly cold, but it was wet. This morning's cold and wet too. And we got the battery out. I guess we have seen this car. I mean, we could have. Anyway. And we went down and got the battery tested. It was shot. But, let me tell you, the van's a 2006, it was actually built in 2005. It's now 2017, so it's 11-ish years old. And it was the original battery. That was pretty impressive. I felt myself very impressed. So, like everything else has to do with cars, about $150 for another battery. Oh my gosh. But so we poured a few hundred dollars into the van. Not surprised it's got over 180,000 miles on it. Some more stuff on it. I forget what. And hopefully get it so I can give another 100,000. Although I don't travel as much as I used to. Travel more in the past. But regardless, I'm we got that done. I took it off to work yesterday. You have to come up with something else to do for all this porn. I was plowing away on one of the old computers, which we've had, you know, when I picked it up, somebody left it for us once upon a time. I think it's one of the guys at the Ag Science Center in Tucumcari. I'm just looking to get rid of this computer. And it had some heat issues. What actually happened was the heat sink had become disattached from the motherboard. Actually popped off. It required some soldering and stuff like that to get everything back in order. But yeah, I used that for, I would say, over 10 years. With the modern computer, they put the power switching right on the motherboard too. I don't think that was a particularly good idea myself. It's convenient for the user, but it means that it makes diagnosing problems that much harder, you know. So anyway, hard to tell I think I changed out the power supply once on that computer. So it had a good life to it. Feel really good about that. Pardon me. So I was trying to figure out what to save on that thing. Pull out the memory. I was going to reuse the hard drive that already had Windows XP on it. Spent some time doing all that, forgetting that Windows XP was, they had included this weird thing that if you basically change the hardware around it, it was going to require you to reauthorize the Windows. It used to be that this used to be an annoyance to a certain extent, but now it was just a matter of, you know, not much to Windows XP has been left behind. Almost nobody supports it anymore. You have to use older software. The boys were, you know, there was one poor guy who was stuck having to use that. So I've been using Ubuntu on the other computer, and it seems to be doing fine for their basic needs. So we're setting up a new computer. I put those hard drives off to the side, souped up one of our other computers with the memory that was in the old one that died. So now we've got a 2.5 gig Dell OptiFlex 2 GX270. And you go, oh my god, it's too old. And you go, well, it's actually got a pretty good speed processor. The only thing they've really done, they've really stopped trying to make processors go faster. I think there's been a little bit of improvement on that, but really not much. Probably in the last 10 years. They've been working far more on putting multiple processors on there, which is interesting. In the end, it really ends up being underutilized. But that's typical of computers from every vintage. They spent more time waiting for you than anything else. I started having computers do stuff in the background, you know, check for updates, things like that. A lot of the malware prevention or removal stuff. Of course, runs in the background, that's being able to see it. Faster a processor you have, perhaps the more cores you have, depending on how it's programmed. You can it always feels like that stuff in the background is not even happening. Anyways, Ubuntu, I was using 12.4, it's quite good, 14.4 on our 2 gigabyte computer is doing okay. It seems to run fine for everybody. So we'll see how all this stuff works together. I recall that Ubuntu fired off of a USB drive rarely works. It doesn't know where to go out and find itself. You know, basically a super floppy. If it was on a CD, there would be another chunk of that CD that it would go out and find. Of course, USB drives aren't set up that way, so it behaves differently. And apparently they hadn't gotten to the point where booting it off of USB actually works. Of course, I think I'm supposed to be using the image rather than the ISO. If that's true, I screwed up. It's my fault. Probably didn't listen. Read the instructions good enough. I have a problem with my impatience, I've got to overcome. Taking things a little slower. Making sure I do everything right. Thank you.